how big is my ego if I name a podcast after me? So fun that you are listening to the Stephanie Smoller Show. If you get excited by online business, personal development, and love to discover new things, then you're in the right place. I'm Stephanie, and I'd love to help you build a business that helps you align with your unicorn power so that you have more impact and create more freedom for yourself. Are you ready for this episode? Let's dive right in. Well, that is what I was thinking when I started the rebrand of this podcast. But let's step a few steps back, literally, as to when I didn't feel connected with the podcast anymore. I created a bunch of episodes, interviewed amazing people, and then nothing. Literally, I couldn't get myself to record an episode, edit the last episodes, even though there were amazing interviews with close friends of mine. But I couldn't. There was something inside of me that wasn't aligned with where the podcast was going. And it was time for me to reevaluate if I, for starters, wanted to keep a podcast, or if I wanted to do something completely altogether, or just stop creating content in the form of audio. And it took me 6 months. Yep, that's how long it takes to figure something out if I want something. And I was going back and forth between, yeah, I like podcasting, I like sitting in my closet and talking to a microphone. But also, on the other hand, I was like, who is listening to this? Does this really make sense? Why am I recording episodes? Who is here to listen to me? So there was a lot of going back and forth between my ego, my aligned self. And in the end, after lots of conversations with myself and others, I realized I actually do like creating episodes and talking to a microphone in my closet. Yes, this episode is coming to you from under my staircase, Harry Potter style. I really do enjoy this medium of I get to talk to you now that you're listening while you're doing something that's not glued to a phone or a screen. And that's a super beneficial thing for me because I've realized we're all spending so much time on our phone and behind our computers that podcasting is one of the only platforms or the only ways you can reach people without looking to a screen, because even a TV, and I'm not Oprah yet, and I'm not on TV yet. Well, I've been on TV, but not now. So podcasting is one of the only ways you can reach people without having to look at a screen. And I've been enjoying listening to podcasts so much on my walks. Walking is one of the only things I get to do right now because I'm recording this while being in lockdown. And it's such a beautiful way to get in touch with others. So I really decided I wanted to keep the podcast. Hooray! That was step one. But now, naming and rebranding it. I was spending months, really, literally months, figuring out what the name was going to be for the podcast. And this goes against everything that I tell my clients because I keep telling them the name is not important. You can change it. You can rebrand it. Just take action. Well, I was not taking action up until today. Today, I'm sitting here in my little make-believe podcast studio recording this episode for you. And that was because I made a decision. And the important thing when it is that you want to do something is you make a decision, you stand by it, and you move forward. And for me, that decision was, okay, I'm going to rebrand the podcast. I'm going to pick a new name and a new cover art and a complete altogether style of how I want to reach my people, you, my unicorns. So the rebrand. And the biggest thing that stopped me from moving forward was my ego. And maybe you recognize this, that you have a great idea, but then you have to name it. And you spend weeks trying to come up with a very clever name because it has to rhyme and it has to sound cute and people have to know what it means. Is this an excuse or are you actually really want to consider the name of your product or service? I'm talking to myself, but also talking to you. That was my biggest realization when I was doing the rebrand of the podcast as to this name thing is just an excuse, Stephanie. You're not moving forward because you're using this naming situation as a way of not taking action. So, I decided to list the help of my partner and my creative director marketing person. And I just asked them, okay, I want to rebrand the podcast. What should the name be? Both of them, without talking to each other, came with the idea of, why don't you just call it the Stephanie Smolder Show? And when they did, my face was kind of in pain. Apparently, that's what they said. Because for me, naming your show after yourself at that point was a very egotistical move. Like, who am I to name a podcast show after myself? But it is my show. And I get to decide how things go. And my business is by my name, Stephanie Smolders, because I'm a personal brand. But still, for some reason, naming the podcast after myself was a big deal. Because, for my opinion, only super well-known people do this, because their name means something. So that brought me back to, does that make me not mean something? Because I have the idea that only big well-known people get to name something after themselves. So does that mean that I look at myself as someone who's not worthy or someone who has a really big ego but actually doesn't feel like she belongs here or that she is good enough to be here? So you can see lots of things went on the mindset side of rebranding the podcast. And maybe you can relate to this, that when you're trying to pick a name for your business or a product, you go back and forth with ideas, but it's never good enough. There's always something that you can change, and probably other people have a really clear idea of what it should be, but you're just not going with it because, quote unquote, it doesn't feel right. Well, that was what happened when my two favorite people told me to name it after myself. After a lot of going back and forth between my thoughts, I was living in my head. I'm not proud of it, but that is what's happening. I decided that it was time for me to look at my own process. As to, I am here as a personal brand. I am me. People want to work with me for me. So why can I not name the podcast after myself? And I did some research for myself, scientific research, because that makes sense for my ego and for my head, as to why it is such a big deal to name something after yourself. And what I found is that your name is actually super important with how you view yourself. It's tied to your identity. It's tied to how you view yourself on your self-esteem and on your success. Because, believe it or not, our name is something that identifies us. While you were in class in high school or middle school or kindergarten, often names are put on the list, the name list of the class. And if you have a name that starts with an A, you're always the top of the class. You're always get picked first. Your people remember your name. It's a thing. While my name is Stephanie Smolders. Yes, I'm blessed with SS. But that also means I'm at the back of the line and I have a really long name and you can spell it multiple ways. So that was something that on a subconscious level was playing a part in my decision. I didn't know that, but it makes sense because my name is a big identity of myself. And there were times in high school that I didn't like my name because there were so many Stephanies. And there were also more than one Stephanie Smolders. I don't have a very special name, which subconsciously makes you believe you are not special because your name is not special. And this was a very interesting process because there were studies done for this phenomenon. I finally got to accept that my name is good enough and that I am good enough and that the podcast can carry my name and that that is good enough. While I could come up with marketing technical reasons why it isn't a good idea to not make your podcast name searchable, because if you name it something else and people search for it, you could come up. People are not going to, that don't know me, are not going to search for Stephanie Smulders, but they might search for my previous name, The Mission Driven Entrepreneur. And I have to say, some people found me or the podcast through searching mission driven, by searching mission, by searching purpose. Yeah, so now changing my name is marketing technical, not a good move. But it makes a lot more sense. It's a lot more me. I am a personal brand. I share all the vulnerable things that go on my life. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you don't know this. But I'm quite open and I try to be as authentic as possible in all my marketing outlets. And it just makes sense. Also, I'm a self-projected projector if you are into human design. So it makes sense that the podcast was going to carry my name and it's going to be named after me. So the benefit of naming a podcast after yourself or a service or even your company, using your own name for your company, is that when something changes in your business, and for example, you go from copywriter to video editor, or you go from gardener to real estate agent, you can pivot. Your name will always be your name. What you do doesn't matter because it's not in your business name, so you can change that whenever you like. You can change the identity within your business whenever you like if you use your own name. Plus, it's easily searchable when people know your name. So once you're in the media or you do a lot of guest articles or interviews or whatever, people are going to remember your name. And when they search that, your podcast or your service or your product is going to be the first thing that they will see. So, welcome, because this is now the new podcast. It's going to be, and it is, the Stephanie Smulders Show, and also the style is going to change. I'm going to use this a little bit like my diary, so you get to get inside scoops of what's going on with me, my process, how I move in my business in real time, not when everything is perfect already on the other side, but you're going to go through it with me. Plus, I'm not going to use interview styles anymore. I'm more going to have conversations with others and I'm going to ask them the things that I want to ask them. So no, introduce yourself and what was your story. No, I'm going to go have a conversation like I do. I don't talk about the little fluffy things. We'll go deep and I'll have conversations with beautiful people that I want to talk to and that I want to ask the things that I want to ask. So I hope you're still down for the journey together. This is a ride. If you're a unicorn and you want to be a part of it, I would love to have you. And if not, this was beautiful. Goodbye. And I'm looking forward to recording some more episodes for you. Personal, relatable, authentic. And I hope this inspires you to look at the names that you give for your business, for your products, for your services, so that they feel aligned with you and that it all connects. Thank you for listening. And let's have a conversation very, very soon. We've reached the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Did you hear something that inspired you or got you thinking? Let me know by a shout out on Instagram and tag me at stephanie.smulders. If you're interested in one of my courses or coaching programs, make sure to check out the show notes. There's always something going on for you. Stay tuned for future episodes where we'll explore together how you can build a business that has impact and creates more freedom. Have a magical day, unicorn.